A bathroom leak in the shower can lead to a disaster with black mold under the floor and tile. All the old tile had to be ripped up, and now you need to find new tile to replace it because you don't have enough spare pieces, and of course, you can't find the same tile. What do? Let me share some steps you need to take when replacing bathroom tile.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Pardon the interruption, one quick thing. If you are moving soon and you're listening to this podcast because you want to get tips on how to get your house sold faster and may need something to help you stay organized before, during, and after the move, check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It has 14 spreadsheets in Google Sheets that you can edit and print. I have checklists to remind you to pick up records, what to do with utilities, household items, pre-packing, packing the car, and so much more. Plus, I even have checklists to move a small business with you and all those ankle biter tasks you need to do for your small business, and checklists for an international move. So check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It's on my Etsy shop. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And this is not just for military moves. Anyone can benefit from these moving checklists to stay organized. Like I said, I'll leave the link in the show notes. Hi, and welcome back to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. And I've heard stories like this before where you have bathroom leaks and they lead, to ending up costing more than you really thought. And I had a client who called me to ask me a simple question. She asked, "Do you help people pick out tile? That's all I need help with." I'm like, "Yes, of course." I explained how I had another project, similar situation. It wasn't a bathroom leak. It was just a update, basically. And there's just so many choices out there. If you walk into a tile store, you're kind of overwhelmed with all the different tiles out there. So I understood her frustration, her just angst, just nervousness of picking the right one, because that's what she was worried about, that she would pick the wrong one and would hate it and would hate herself. So basically she kind of put the blame on me. It's like, okay, well, good then, you know, in a joking way, obviously, but it was just kind of funny when we had the conversation. She's like, okay, yes, I just need someone just to help guide me in the right direction. And so we talked a little bit more and I said, well, the best idea here for us would be for me to come over, come take a look at your home, your style, what is there currently, take some pictures, kind of get an idea of what you like. And she was all for that because I told her, I'm like, well, you could just send me some pictures and I can kind of guide you in the right direction. But I think it'd be better just to kind of really see things, because when you take pictures and send it to somebody, sometimes the lighting is off, your monitor on your computer may be different than hers, and it just looks bad, right? It may not work out the way you did. So what I told her was what I would come over there, come take a look. And we would basically, after that, I would take her to a tile showroom, a person who has helped me before. And they know their tile very well. She said, yeah, I've been to a couple of tile places. I have sample tiles I brought home. I'm just not sure. She was just so nervous that she would pick the wrong one. So that's what we did. So I went over there. She gave me a tour of her house, which actually helped me envision what style works best for her. And her home, while it's not very old, I want to say it's like 6 or 7 years old. It's not that old. She said, well, it's supposed to be farmhouse. I'm like, your house is not a farmhouse style house. Your look and what you have in here is more traditional. And she goes, oh, I like that. Yeah, I guess I am more traditional. And she didn't have a lot up on the walls or anything like that. She just liked basic colors. She loved beige colors. And that's her style. And that's perfectly fine. She doesn't want the white. She doesn't want the stark white or the gray. She likes the warm beige colors. I'm like, that's perfectly fine. And then she would show me things of what she liked or didn't like. And then she would show me, you know, the tiles that she did bring home. And so we went through those and kind of laid them out. And so I want to go with you today to talk about some of the steps you need to take when, if you need to replace bathroom tile, because it's not just color. There's actually a couple of other things to keep in mind. Okay. So that's what I want to go through with you today. So first of all, number one, you have to decide on a color scheme. Okay. So for her, she had beige in there in the bathroom, and she had the opportunity at this point, because literally when the leak took over and there's black mold in the shower, it wasn't just in the shower. It also went into the floor, the subflooring and everything. And it was just, all the tile had to be ripped up. It wasn't just the shower stall. Okay. So it went in, where the cabinets were fine. It was just the floor. And then she had a bathroom surround, or a tub surround that was right next to the shower. So there was tile on that wall, kind of like chest height, maybe less than that, probably like 4 feet tall. Right. And then she had a closed in toilet area. Right. So the floor had to be replaced there too. Cause once you did one floor, you had to replace the whole thing. Right. So you do need to decide on the color scheme. Do you want to continue with the color that was in there, right? Maybe it's not beige. Maybe you want to try white. Maybe you want to try a different color, theme, whatever it may be. She loved the wall color beige that was in there, and she is more of a neutral kind of person. Doesn't want things too busy. It just doesn't work for her, and that's fine. Everyone's different, right? So you definitely want to pick a color scheme, number one, okay? Number two, make sure it goes with the style of the home. Just like I just said, she's more of a traditional type of person. The house was traditional. The only thing that really wasn't quite quote unquote traditional was the flooring in the main floor of the home, like in the kitchen and stuff like that. It was wide planks, like it looked like wood planks, like you would see in a farmhouse. So, but she had granite countertops. She had white cabinets. But it was more traditional, right? So make sure whatever you do with your bathroom goes with the style of your home. Is it contemporary? Is it a farmhouse? Is it traditional? There are lots of different ways and lots of different looks. Is it a cottage? Is it eclectic? Is your home that way, right? Then maybe you can get away with a little more fun tile, right? So definitely make sure that the tile you pick goes with the style of the home, not your style, the home style. Okay. You know what I mean? Right. Because if you pick the house, then it's probably more of you, right? And your style. All right. So those two things. Okay. The next thing you need to think about is where you go to find your tile. Okay. There are lots of places you can go to a tile store, versus a big box store. Now here's the difference. In a tile store, normally they're smaller, right? They tend to have maybe a little bit less, or maybe even more. In my case, there was a lot more samples to pick from. But you have individualized attention. Like when I heard that we were going to go to a tile store, I actually called the girl that I was going to go see. And I go, hey, you're not going on vacation anytime soon, are you? Because I need to come see you. She's like, oh yeah, no, I'll be here. I'm like, okay, great. This is the time I was thinking. She's like, yep. I'll be here. I have a client right before you. That's perfect timing. So we got that squared away, right? Versus if you went to a big box store, yes, you may find tile that's cheaper by the box. It may not have as many choices, but the big thing that I learned from other previous tile jobs that we even did in our own home in Virginia was that the tile in the big box store, now I don't know if this is still true, but it was a couple years ago, that the tile is just the color is just a simple thin coating of that color. If you happen to, if you use that tile on the floor and it gets chipped or cracked, then the clay underneath kind of seeps through and you can see it and you can see the orangey color versus whatever color tile you picked coming through that tile, which is such a bummer. I never knew that was an issue. I was like, wait, what? Let me say that again. So the tile at the big box store is a thin layer of that color kind of painted on top versus if a tile, real tile store, the color is normally all the way through the whole entire tile, the thickness of it, no matter how thick it is, right? So if it does crack, you won't see the clay color that is underneath it, right? So go into a tile store, you get more personalized attention. They will help you select things, give you options. And that's what I did when we went in with my client, is that I narrowed it down to for her for like, when we chose a color, we knew what style we wanted. And I showed that to the tile store associate. I was like, can we just narrow it down to like three different kinds of styles that go with something like this? She's like, yeah, that's great. Because that way, because it was literally, when we walked into that tile store, the client was overwhelmed. As soon as she walked in, I could see her locking down, her eyes glazing over, going, oh my God, this is so much to take in. I'm like, no, don't look, don't look. We'll get you started. Hold on. Let's go find some pieces that you would like to see, right? So that's the thing, the differences between going to a tile store and a big box store. And the tile store also give you more tips too if you're doing it yourself. We had one tile store that we loved in Virginia when we lived there. The guy was fantastic. He had so much advice. We were retiling our laundry room. And he's like, yep, you need this. Nope, you don't need that. This is how you do it. Because it's our first time doing it. We're like, it's a laundry room. It doesn't have to be perfect, right? And so we're like, oh, thank God. Thank you for helping us with this. You know what I mean? So go to a tile store, you know, find one that you feel comfortable with and work with them. Okay. So like I said, we found a couple samples, right? We found 3 to 4 samples that we went through. And the next thing you have to pick out is the grout color to complement that tile. Yeah. You're like, wait, what? Now I have to pick another color? I know. Another thing to think about. So when you're picking out grout colors, they have this really cool strips of plastic. That's what it looks like. Little pieces of plastic. Legos, actually, is what it looks like. Reminds me, except without the bumps on top. It looks like a little Lego strip, and it has all the different colors. And basically what I did was we put the grout next to the tile that she did finally pick out. Say, okay, yep, I love this one. This one has a lot of movement in it, but not too much. It's not, you know, huge. This is great, right? So the grout color was important. Do you want it to be darker than the tile? Do you want it to be lighter than the tile? Right? So that's where you need to make sure you pick the right one for that as well. And again, the tile associate can totally help you with that. Okay. Another thing, I think I'll bring this up a little bit later. So we brought the samples home. So we picked the tile that we liked. And we brought it home to see in the light and against the wall colors. Okay. So you want to make sure, even though I had the wall color, like a chip, paint chip with me to make sure in the store, but that lighting is different. It's fluorescent lighting in that store, which is not what you have in your bathroom. Right. So step number 5, bring those samples home to see in the light against the wall color of your house, the cabinets, the countertop, all of those things. Lay it out, lay it down. Put it up against the wall, lean, step back, take a look at it, okay? See if it works. Does it still work okay? Because what you saw in the store may not work for you in the house. It should, but sometimes it doesn't. It happens, right? And that's the thing. When the client said, she had like, I think 7 or 8 different samples from another store. And she's like, I don't like any of these. And it was so awesome. We brought the one sample that we had, brought it back to the house and laid it on the floor. And she looked at it. She goes, oh my God, I love it. I'm like, yay, that's so awesome. I felt so happy for her because she was happy with the choice she made. Yes, I guided her to a couple different ones and said, okay, what about this one? What about that one? She's like, nope, I don't like that. That's kind of too plain. It's too flat. It doesn't have, you know, that's fine. But when she came home and she saw it, she's like, oh my God, I love it. It made me so happy. You have no idea. So then at this point, step number 6, you pick that one. Jump in and order however much you need, right? And we're going to go over what kind of tile, because not only does she have to think about shower wall tiles, she had to pick out the shower floor tile, the bathroom floor tile, the tub surround tile, the grout color. And then one other thing that you're probably not thinking of, you're like, wait, what? There's an edge tile. It's like a narrow strip that goes around the edge, kind of finishes it off. What kind of edge do you want? Do you want it to be a bull nose? Do you want it to be straight? Do you want it to be rounded? And do you have a niche? What do you want the niche to have in that tile? Yeah, there's a lot of things to consider. I know, right? So But you pick that one. Now you can jump in and order everything that you need, all the different sizes that you need, right? Or you could just order a box and then lay it all out and just make sure you're really still okay with it, all right? It may take some time. Sometimes, depending on the tile store, it may take a couple of days before all the tile can be brought to your home, maybe about a week. You go pick it up and bring it back along with the grout because that comes in like a bag and you got to mix it with water and whatever else that you do to make it grout, right? So that may take a week. And then, however long it takes for the tile people to come in and install it, unless you're doing it, that may take them another 2, 3 days to get done. Because if I were them, and this is how I would do it, I don't know if the tile guys do this too. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I would do the shower wall first. And then do the floor last. Do the shower floor, do the floor, the bathroom floor, and everything on the walls first, and then the floor, because that's the last thing you want to walk on, so that everything's set, right? And it lets it all dry. You put all the grout in, and you're doing all that. So we've talked about all the different tiles I'd mentioned, and you're probably going, oh my gosh, there's a lot of different tiles to think about. Right, there is. And there's also another thing you got to think about is deciding on the layout, which is very important because there are so many different patterns. If you didn't know, there can be this square grid where it's square pieces all the way across, which for some people can be very boring. For some other people, that's very soothing, okay? Or you can make it long subway tiles, like in a brick pattern where they kind of overlap, where they don't, you have one above the other. And I'm actually going to share a link that I found of all the different types of patterns you could possibly have in a bathroom, in a tile, in the way you can lay it, whether it's horizontally or vertically. You are the boss. Okay, just keep this in mind. That was the other thing that my client had an issue with. She was concerned because the tile people were saying, oh, well, it should go in this pattern and this way. And I'm like, you are the boss. You tell them how you want it. You don't let them decide. You're the one living in this home. You're the one deciding on this. You need to be happy with it. If you don't like it, guess what? They don't care. They're not going to rip it up. You're just going to pay them again to fix it, right? When you should have done it your way the first time before. Okay? So think about that. Don't let the tile person guess what you want, or you'll be disappointed. You tell them exactly, I want it in a brick pattern. I want it in a square grid. I want long subway tiles. I want it in a herringbone. Whatever pattern you pick, you need to let them know. Okay? Show them a picture of it. That way, you're not surprised when they go, oh, well, we're laying it this way. I didn't tell you to lay it. Why would I lay it that way? No, please tell them exactly how you want it. Okay. So, if you get overwhelmed by picking out tile, and then we did go over a lot of things here, give me a call. I can help you choose the best ones to narrow down your choices. Now, this project took us 2 hours to complete. I came over, like I said, took measurements and pictures. We discussed desires and options. We drove over to the tile store, picked out a few options, and brought them home. Then we laid the samples on the bathroom, and we had a happy homeowner later. So, if this is something that you need help with, please let me know. I hope this helped you if you're going to be doing a DIY in your own bathroom or a laundry room like we did, or any other room that requires tile, that you think about what you would need. Because the shower wall tile can be different from the shower floor tile, different from the bathroom floor tile, from the tub surround tile. They can all be different. They can be long, they can be square, they can be subways, 6 inches wide or 18 inches by 24 inches. They can be huge pieces, So if you ever need help with something like this, please let me know. I would love to help you out. And I hope this gives you some insight into picking out and replacing bathroom tile in your next project. We'll talk to you later. Hope you have a great week.